Rest of us, we're going to look at the book of Nehemiah. Also, maybe before I forget, because I did, Craig reminded me. We've got praise and prayer here this afternoon at 3:30. So don't forget to come at 3:30
and
join us for some praise and prayer. So I've been doing a series on leadership. And the last couple of weeks we've been looking at leadership lessons from the book of
Nehemiah.
This is pretty much going to be our last session. I'm ending the series today on some more points out of Nehemiah. And then next week, you get to hear someone new for the first time. I've asked a fellow missionary to come and preach. A man by the name of Jeremy Newton. He's a faithful attender of our English meeting. And I've asked him to come and preach here next Sunday. So by the way, when he comes, please make him feel welcome. Don't look at him funny and stare at him like he's going to be a blessing to our church. And actually, I don't know yet whether he's going to preach with or without a translator, because he can actually speak Malagasy. I bet with a bit of an American accent. So that's something to look forward to. And something else to look forward to is the following Sunday. That Sunday the 19th, we're
going
to have Bruce from Common Ground visiting us. So for the next two Sundays, you're going to have Vaza Bear, big guys. Both Bruce and Jeremy are tall. But I also think they're big men of God. So we as a church are going to be blessed by their ministry. So June is turning out to be a good month, eh? And all I have to do is wrap up this next few points from Nehemiah, and then we're done. So let's pray. Father, as we turn to your word, we ask again that you would just touch our hearts. We want to have an influence for you in this world. We want to have an influence for you in this world. We want to lead well in our lives. So help us to learn from your word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I was mentioning things we can learn from Nehemiah. And last week I said I covered about 6 points about leadership. And I said a leader takes personal responsibility. Even for the problems beyond him.
That's
why I asked you to pray for those photographs I showed you, for that whole situation.
Because
if you don't care about it, then you didn't even get to point one of last week's sermon. The walls are broken down, Lord.
They're
not finished. It's not built. God help Gavin. God help the school. God help us. God help the parents. Why? So that we can become a base that blesses our community. So that we can grow a bigger sphere of influence for the gospel. So leadership means you take ownership of something big. The second thing I said is that leaders have faith in God. I don't expect me to solve your problems. I'm just a guy. Don't think Gavin will build it. Oh, someone else will solve the problem.
Ah, we'll cover no man yulan.
No, God is our hope. We go to him and we ask him for great things, and then we expect his blessing. We say God is going to do this, and God is going to get the glory. I don't know what vision you have, but my vision isn't for a timid little small group of Christians who don't know each other and don't care about the world around them. My vision is for a strong, healthy church where people love to get together because they love one another. They come here on a Sunday and they're part of a big crowd that's full of life. And then they get encouraged.
They're
filled with zeal for God's purposes. That's you I'm talking about. You get encouraged and you get full of zeal for God's purposes. And then you go out knowing that you've got this family. Not five struggling people, but 500 fiery people. And you go into the marketplace and you shine for the glory of God. You live to make his name great. And that was the third thing about leadership. They have a testimony in the marketplace. Nehemiah wasn't like this in front of the king.
What do you want?
No, he stood proud. He had his head up and a smile on his face. And he served so well that the one day he had a serious issue, the king served him. His boss said, "What can I do to help?" Does your boss respect you that much? Because you served so well with such integrity, with faithfulness that demonstrates something of your respect for God. And then in the day of the crisis, crisis,
Nehemiah
says, I need help.
And
his boss says, I'll give it to you. Christians, we need to have a testimony in the marketplace. How we do business.
How
we conduct ourselves, how we carry ourselves. The fourth thing I said is Nehemiah had this wisdom about who he would share his story with. Choose the right friends.
Share
the secrets of God with the people who won't trample them underfoot.
And then
fifthly, Nehemiah communicated the vision. You and I all need to learn how to communicate the vision that God has put in our hearts.
Even in our
own families. Husbands and fathers.
Need
to learn to use words to inspire our families. Not whips to beat them. You don't shout and demand and order. You lead the way by setting the example. You pray. And then you speak the message of God for your family. A father or a husband is to be a priest in his family. And the young men here who are not yet married, prepare yourself because you are going to be a priest in your household one day. Communicating God's vision. Saying these are the great things God's going to do in this household. And you declare the promises he's given you. And you describe to your family the kind of family you're going to be.
De farparita no tsara mintsy amin'ny fianakaviana le hoe otrizao karazana fianakaviana omen'Andriamanitra antsika.
And then the last thing I said last week is it'll not be easy, it's going to be hard. Because when you stand up and say, I want to count for God, I want to live for Him, then the devil comes and says, I'm going to kill you. I'm
going
to destroy your work. I'm going to distract you and mock you. And people came to Nehemiah and they were irritating voices in his ears. All the reasons why he can't do it. All the reasons why you mustn't move forwards. But a leader continues despite opposition. The next point I want to look at this morning, it's the first one for today, is that a leader works with other people. Look at Nehemiah chapter 4. And in chapter 4, verse 19 to
23.
4 verse 19 to 23.
Actually,
okay, well. Wow, so you don't have that part of the Bible. I wonder what part is this. Can you look for that in your Bible? It probably comes somewhere. So just translate. I'll read this and you translate and they'll probably find the verses. Okay, so Nehemiah says, I said to the nobles and the officials and the people, the work is great and it's widely spread. Okay.
Read all
the way to the end then, just to there.
Koa eo amin'izay fitoerana andrenesanareo ny feon'ny anjomara, dia mivory ho any aminay anareo fa andriamanitsika no hiady antsika, dia anao ny asa izahay ary ny atsasany kosa ny tandefina tamin'ny mazava ratsy ka mandra-piposaky ny kintana. Ary tamin'izany andro izany dia hoy koa iaho tamin'ny olona, samy mitoetra ato Jerosalema ianareo mba amin'ny zatovinareo, mba hiambina antsika raha alina ireo ary asa raha atoandro. Fa izaho sy ny rahalahiko mba amin'ny zatoviko sy ny mpiambina izay nanaraka ahy dia samy tsy nialakanjo sady tsy nisy nandro akory.
There are other people that are needed in order to get the work done.
Misy karazana olona izay ilaina mba hahavitana ny asa.
The very important thing I want you to see here.
Ny zava-dehibe tiako hitanao eto a.
Is that Nehemiah didn't just go and pick up a spade and do all the work himself. And there's some of us that think we can do everything ourselves. And it's just about us and our vision and our ministry. The things we're going to do for God. And we don't realize that it's actually impossible without other people. And what we need to learn to recognize is when we need other people. In order to achieve the greater purposes of God. When I first got married, I had loads of romantic ideas of life. I had all my dreams about what marriage would be like. But a few months in, I realized it's a lot more complicated than I thought. And it's not everything I expected. But my vision was still to build a great marriage. Not just to satisfy me, but something that is good in God's sight. So I could have just locked the world out and everybody and just pretended I've got it all under control. But then I would have probably failed. So instead I went to someone who had a good marriage. And I asked my friend, how do you do it? And then I got a book. And I read in order to build your marriage. And then the church ran a marriage course. And I went to the marriage course with my wife. Not because our marriage was in trouble, but because we didn't want our marriage ever to get in trouble. And I realized to build a good marriage, I need all these other people. Not my mother,
tsy mamanay a.
Not my mother-in-law.
Tsy ny rafozam-bavoko
a. I needed other men.
Fa nila lela hafa.
Who have wisdom and experience.
Izay manana fahendrena sy traikefa.
I needed the word of God.
Nila ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
To teach me God's definition for marriage.
Mba hampianatra ana ny famaritan'Andriamanitra natao hoe fanambadiana.
I needed the church.
Nila ny fiangonana.
To run a course to instruct me.
Mba nitarika an'ilay fampianarana mba hanoro lalana ana.
How many people has it taken to build my marriage?
Olona karazana olona firy nila hoe nilaina hananganana an'ilay fanambadiako?
Many.
Be da be.
Hundreds maybe.
Mety hoe aman-jatony mihitsy.
Because I had to learn and I needed help.
Satria nila nianatra sady nila fanampiana.
And a leader realizes that he isn't the answer.
Ary mpitarika dia mahatsapa hoe tsy izy akory ny vahaolana.
He just has a vision.
Fa izy fotsiny manana an'ilay vina.
But he needs others to help. And that's what Nehemiah did. He got the people and he said, let's do this thing together. The leader also, the eighth point, is the leader also works. He doesn't elevate himself and just watch everybody doing the work. In other words, this is the view of headship that a leader must have. That he is actually also a servant. And so he humbles himself. And I found Nehemiah was such a great example. I don't know if this is in your chapter 5 and verse
16.
But in my Nehemiah 5 verse
16,
he says, I also persevered in the work on this wall.
Ao mintsy eny izao na haritra nanao io manda io ihany.
He also did the work.
Izy ihany koa nanao an'ilay asa.
And he spoke about, we acquired no land and all my servants were gathered there for the work.
Ary dia ozy izy hoe sady tsy nivily tany izahay ary ny zatoviko rehetra dia voangona anao ny asa.
So he wasn't out trying to get a piece of land for himself.
Tsy hoe iny izy fa mivoaka tany mba hoe akapahatany kely ho anazy.
And his servants weren't there to serve him.
Ary ilay mpanompony tsy hoe teo anompo azy.
He says, I also worked.
Ozy izy hoe za koa ny asa.
I got nothing for it.
Tsy nahazo ninina ako tambiny izany.
Nothing of my own. No land. And the servants were there for the work. So your servants are not there to serve you, they're there to serve God's vision.
And
then he went on. In verse 18, he says, at his expense they prepared all the stuff. It says, what was prepared at my expense for each day was an ox and 6 choice sheep and birds, and every 10 days there was all kinds of wine in abundance. So he provided.
Yet, it was his way, Arnambuarna wise and nand, the umbrai, siund matavien, arfurnaku, arindrai mandesa.
And then he says, for all this I did not demand the food allowance of the governor because the service was too heavy on the people. Nehemiah could have taxed the people. He could have taken from them and said, let's pay the price of the food because I'm
senior.
He was entitled to it. And he says, I didn't take it. A true leader is not looking for what he's entitled to. It's the opposite.
Fanuatra amin'izay.
He looked at the people and said, "This is a heavy burden for them. I'm going to relieve them of that burden."
Hoy izany antena entana mavesatra ho an-dreo izany, aleo fa hovotsotr'ireo ho amin'izay tsy ho amin'izay vesatra izay.
A Nehemiah type of leader doesn't elevate himself.
Ary ny karazam-pitarihana nataon'i Nehemia dia tsy le hoe manandratra ny tenany.
Then ninthly,
dia fahasivy,
when you're doing what God's called you to do in your life,
rehefa manao an'izay zavatra ny antsoan'Andriamanitra anao mba ho ataonao eo amin'ny fiainanao ianao.
And I'm talking about you building your family.
Ary zavatra teneniko dia hoe ianao manangana ny fianakavianao.
And doing something well in the marketplace.
Teve manao zavatra tsara ianao any amin'ny toeram-piasana izay misy ianao na ny toerana misy ianao.
Or how you conduct yourself as a single person.
Na hoe ny fomba fitondranao ny tenanao amin'ny tokantenanao.
How you live before you get married.
Ny fomba fiainanao melohany ianao hanambady.
The kind of life you're constructing.
Le karazam-piainana rafetinao.
The kind of thing you're doing for God.
Le karazan-javatra ataonao an'Andriamanitra.
It's a great thing. And that's what Nehemiah said in chapter 6 and verse 3.
Ary izany mihitsy ny tenenin'i Nehemia ao amin'ny toko fahaenina ny andininy fahatelo.
The enemy has come and said, "Come down from there. Stop doing what you're doing."
Tonga le fahavalo dia ny tenenin'i Dina aloha ajanony zavatra ataonao eo avy manantona ty.
And he sends messengers back to them saying, "I'm doing a great work and I can't come down."
Dia naniraka olona akany aminy kosa ho nanao hoe asa lehibe no ataoko ka tsy hafa midina.
So think of yourself. You're out there somewhere. And some friends say, "Hey, come party with us. Come get drunk on Friday night so you can forget your worries." That's what people do in the world. What does Nehemiah say? "I can't come down to that level. Because I'm doing something great." And I look at the way people live around me and I say, "I can't live like that." Not because I'm morally superior. It's just that I have something bigger to live for. I'm living for something great. I'm building a life for the glory of God. And that's my last point. In chapter 6, verse 15 and
16. Tamin'ny roa ambin'ny dimampolo andro ny manda, dia tamin'ny andro fahadimy amby roapolo tamin'ny volana Elol. Ary rehefa reny ny fahavalonay rehetra izany, dia raiky tahotra amin'ny firenena rehetra manodidina anay, sady hitany fa tsinotsinona izy ary fantany fa Andriamanitray no nahavitana izany asa izany.
What happened was a miracle.
It says
it took 52
days. They
built a wall around the whole city.
1,000 years
ago.
We can't
even build a road. In how many days?
Months, years.
In 52 days.
They
built a spectacular
wall.
It wasn't just that they were proud. The nations around them were in awe. They said, "No way, is this, how did that happen?" They were afraid. They fell down in their self-esteem. They were humbled, the surrounding guys. Because they saw that this work was done with the help of God.
Satria itano ti asti de tena vita tokoa tamin'ny alalan'ny fanampian'Andriamanitra.
Who gets the glory?
Iza nazon'ny voninahitra?
God.
Andriamanitra.
God gets the glory.
Andriamanitra nazon'ny voninahitra.
As you build your life,
rehefa le mandrafitra ny fiainanao io
enao, you are working on something great for God.
Miasa enao ana zavatra lehibe ho an'Andriamanitra.
And in the end,
ary any amin'ny farany,
people are going to look at you,
ijerenao ny olona,
and they're not going to praise you, they're going to praise God.
Tsy enao akory no hoderaina fa Andriamanitra no hoderaina.
They're going to say, this life brings glory to God.
Ozy izy hoe ty fiainany ity mitondra voninahitra ho an'Andriamanitra.
That's the kind of leader we should be.
Izany le karazany le hoe mpitarika tokony ho isika.
That we do something great and God gets the glory.
Hoe manao zavatra ngeza be tsika dia Andriamanitra no mahazo ny voninahitra avy eo.
Father, thank you for what we've learnt. Thank you for the example of Nehemiah. Help us to take these points to heart. And to set ourselves apart for you. And to build our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.